Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Claudia Puy, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. First up, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, directed by Mike Mitchell. Charles?
Well, the first Lego Movie was so outrageous and subversive and fun, and this one just doesn't reach that standard. Maybe it couldn't, but not nearly as much fun for me.
Claudia.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of cruising along on some of the success of the first one. You have jokes that are repeated. It feels a little bit less inventive and just too frenetic, and the pop culture references aren't particularly funny or clever.
Christy.
Nothing could possibly match the ingenuity of the original, but it's high energy. It's zippy. I love the songs. They are insanely catchy. You will still have a good time.
The Lego Movie 2, the second part in wide release rated PG. The romantic comedy What Men Want flips the gender from Mel Gibson's 2000 film What Women Want. Taraji P. Henson stars here. Adam Shankman, the director. Claudia?
Taraji is wonderful in terms of energy and sparkliness. She deserves a better movie. And it's a little bit disturbing. It's kind of a retro idea of taming a career woman. All she has to do is be nicer and have a man in her life, and everything is going to be much better for her.
It's Christy. Extremely hit and miss in terms of the thoughts that she can hear once she gets this power. Yeah, she is game for everything, but this is a painfully broad comedy.
What Men Want, rated R in wide release. High Flying Bird from director Steven Soderbergh, Terrell Alvin McRaney, the writer, Andre Holland, and Zazie Beetz star in the unrated film. Christy?
This is the best movie of the week. You can watch it right now on Netflix or go out and see it. Steven Soderbergh shot it on an iPhone, and there's a thrilling immediacy to it. Andre Holland is tremendous as a sports agent, and the dialogue is snappy, tremendous cast. It's slick, it's fun, it moves well, but it's got a lot to say.
Claudia.
It has a lot to say. It has a brilliantly sharp, layered script by Terrell Alvin McRaney, who wrote Moonlight. He's a playwright. And it's not just about basketball. It's about race. It's about capitalism. It's really, really worth seeing.
High Flying Bird is unrated on Netflix and Lemley's NoHo in North Hollywood. Quickly, let's mention the Oscar-nominated shorts that are playing in selected theaters. Charles, your favorite of the animated shorts?
Bao is a warm and funny study of a Chinese mother dealing with empty nest syndrome. It's the first Pixar short directed by a woman. I suspect it will win.
Christy, your favorite of the documentary shorts?
I like Black Sheep, which has a lot of complicated ideas about race and identity. It is tense and thrilling.
And Claudia, the live action.
I liked Madre, a Spanish short, which is about a mother who receives a call from her 7-year-old son, and it goes from joy to mild anxiety to all-out terror.
For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend from all of us at Film Week.